This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually address a post-budget webinar on agriculture and rural prosperity in New Delhi today. The day-long webinar aims to engage stakeholders in a focused discussion and strategizing the effective implementation of the 2025 budget announcements. It will focus on agriculture growth and rural prosperity, ensuring a collaborative approach to realize the vision outlined in the budget. The event will also be joined by all the union ministers. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will present his views at the event this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the NXT conclave at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. During the program, the channel NewsX World will also be launched. In a social media post, the Prime Minister complimented the ITV network and foundation for bringing together people from different walks of life for this conclave. He further expressed hope that this conclave will surely be characterized by fruitful deliberations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the Sufi tradition for carving a unique identity for itself in India. He termed the Sufi tradition as India's shared heritage and praised its saints for their pluralistic message. Mr. Modi was speaking at the Sufi music festival Jahani Khusro, commemorating the legacy of famous Sufi poet and scholar Amir Khusro at Sundar Nursery in New Delhi last evening.
भारत में सूफी परंपरा ने अपनी एक अलग पहचान बनाई. सूफी संतों ने खुद को महज मस्जिदों या खानकाहों तक सीमित नहीं रखा. उन्होंने पवित्र कुरान के हर्फ पढ़े तो वेदों के स्वर भी सुने. उन्होंने अजान की सदा में भक्ति के गीतों की मिठास को जोड़ी. अलग अलग भाषा शैली और शब्द लेकिन संदेश वही. मुझे खुशी है कि आज जहान ए खुसरो उसी परंपरा की एक आधुनिक पहचान बन गया.
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर अप्रिशिएटेड जहान ए खुसरो सेइंग दैट इवेंट्स लाइक दीज आर इम्पोर्टेंट फॉर द कंट्रीज कल्चर एंड आर्ट. He said this program has made a place in the hearts of people, which is its biggest success. The Grand Sufi Music Festival will continue till tomorrow. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will review the security situation in Manipur today. Mr. Shah will chair the meeting in New Delhi in this regard, which is expected to be attended by Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla and senior officials of the state government and Home Ministry. This will be the first such meeting after the imposition of President's rule in the state. U.S. President Donald Trump has called for an immediate ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine and warned Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to make peace or lose American support. The statement comes after a heated exchange of words between the two leaders over the path to a Ukraine-Russia truce during a meeting at the White House in Washington last night. The war of words also led to the collapse of the talks between the U.S. and Ukraine to sign a deal on rare earth minerals and security guarantees as part of broader negotiations on a possible truce in Ukraine's years-long war with Russia. Talking to reporters after the verbal clash, President Trump said he believes Russian President Putin is ready for a peace deal. Earlier in a fiery public confrontation in presence of international media, President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance accused President Zelensky of risking millions of lives and warning that his actions might lead to the Third World War. Ukraine President Zelensky told President Trump that there should be no compromise with President Putin in negotiating a resolution to the war. In Uttarakhand, rescue operations have been intensified to evacuate trapped workers following a massive avalanche near Marna village in Chamoli district. A total of 55 workers who were camping near the place were trapped under the snow, and so far 33 have been safely rescued. Union Minister for Health, Family Welfare, Chemical and Fertilizers Jagat Prakash Nadda, along with Minister of State for Health, Family Welfare, Chemical and Fertilizers Anupriya Patel today flagged off the chariot and 10 other vehicles of Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana in New Delhi. And in tennis, India's Yuki Bhamri and his partner Alexei Popirin of Australia have advanced to the men's doubles final of the Dubai Championships. And that is the end of this news bulletin.